So here we are. What's up, guys? Today's Saturday, August 13th, 2022. Hope you're having a great day, having a great weekend. Nice, cool day today. It's 80 degrees. May not sound cool to you, but listen, anything under than 100, hell, anything under 90 is a cool day to me at this point. I'll take it. You know what I mean? But this episode I'm excited to do because it brings me back to episode 110, the crazy story of the woman who orders she orders McDonald's for pickup. She goes to pick it up and the fries are cold. I don't want to ruin the story if you guys haven't watched it, but yada yada yada, her son gets arrested. This story, very similar, dude goes to get his food at McDonald's and the fries are cold. Let's see what happens. This story takes place in Georgia a couple days ago, and I believe it's called Kennesaw, if I'm mispronouncing that, I do apologize, but that is what I'm looking at here. It says, suspect calls 911 to complain about being served cold French fries at McDonald's. Then he ends up in cuffs. What do you think happened? Well, his name is Antoine Sims. He's 24, also in his 20s like the other person in New York. He's wanted for missing a court date in 2018. Well, you know, shit happens. You know, McDonald's, life, COVID, a lot of things get in the way, and sometimes you miss your court date. Well, let's see what, maybe the court date was nothing. Let's see what it was for. Well, he missed a court date in a 2018 case where he and two others are accused of setting fire to a car. Well, you're having fun, you know, what's it, 2018, he's 24, so 4 years ago, he was only 20. He's a kid, having a good time. Oh, wait a minute, there's more. He and two others are accused of setting fire to a car with a woman's body inside after a botched drug deal led to a gunfight, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Well, yeah, dude, how the hell did you get out? Why are you allowed to roam free? You shouldn't even have a court date. You should be in prison. What? Let me read that again, because sometimes, you know, it's Saturday, I'm wearing a pink shirt, it's 80 degrees, maybe I misread that statement. He's 24, he's wanted for missing a court date in 2018, where he and two others are accused of setting fire to a car with a woman's body inside after a botched drug deal led to a gunfight. No, I read that right. That is, wow. Sims was apparently out on bond and wearing an ankle bracelet when he visited a McDonald's in Kennesaw on Friday. This is in Kennesaw, Georgia, and got into an argument with the franchise owner, who also called 911. Okay, well, I don't know. That was a good move, buddy. I mean, you got an ankle bracelet on, so it's not like you forgot that you're a bad person. You shouldn't be, you know, committing any other crimes. You're on bond. Anyway, the irate and hungry suspect said he and his fiance ordered food, but this is the kicker, wasn't given a receipt because of a machine problem. So they didn't know the order number was called. So when Sims went to the counter to get their meal, he found the food's temperature was unacceptable. And this is a guy who knows temperature. Hell, he sets cars on fire with women in it. I try the fries, and the fries, they're lukewarm, but they're not hot. He's heard telling a police officer outside of the store in body cam footage. That I'll definitely look into the body cam footage. You guys know I love video. I love the footage. I love to watch this stuff. It's just because it gives a record. You know what I mean? We get the real truth of what's happening as it's happening. So who wouldn't want video? I digress. Let's continue. He asked for a new order of fries, similar to what happened in New York. She asked the woman, the mother in New York asked for a new order of fries. They mocked her and things escalated. Let's see what happens here. Well, he asked for a new order of fries, but was rejected and instead offered a refund that wouldn't hit his account for days, he says. Well, that's interesting. Why wouldn't they just give you new fries? How did you ask? Did you ask like, hey, motherfucker, where the hell are my fries? I want some new fries right now, bitch, before I kill everybody. You see this ankle bracelet? You know I've done it before. I'll set this whole place on fire. Maybe he went on like a little tirade and a little rant and threatened some people. And they were like, you know what? Let's just give him a refund and get him out of here because we don't want him in the store anymore. Maybe. I don't know. We don't have the footage of that, but let's see. The McDonald's worker gave a different description. Aha. saying Sims got rowdy and threatened. I called it. You bet. Oh, yo, I swear I'd not read this. I just called it. You better give me fucking fresh fries, motherfucker, he tells the officer in the footage. Sims then shoved his food and drink at the man.
Oh.
The officer... What? Can you imagine? Can you imagine, like, I don't know, like, it's food. Like, it's just food. Is it worth getting so worked up over food? And if you were so hungry with your girl, and you wouldn't you stand by the counter and realize that your food's sitting there for so long when there's, like, you know, if I'm hungry, I'm not going to go walk away. I'm going to wait for my food. I want my food right now. He eventually kicked Sims out of the store and asked him to never come back. Good. I would have said the same thing. I mean, quote, I mean, dude's obviously on probation, got an ankle bracelet on, the unnamed worker said in the video. You know what? Again, I mean, let's use logic here. This person is really unhinged. He really is a mental problem, a mental health issue, maybe. Could be. I mean, if you're going to get upset about cold fries, I mean, outside of the restaurant, the cops tell Sims he cannot come back to the restaurant and ask him to sign an acknowledgement, which gets him visibly nervous as he asks if he's under arrest. He refuses to go close to officers to sign the document. Quote, no, I'm afraid of y'all. I just did 3 years, he says in the video. One officer approaches him, and Sims sprints away, guys, starting a chase. He runs. All you have to do is sign the paperwork saying, yeah, I got it. I'm not going to be around here. Or how about you just not get upset about fries, dude? I mean, go to Burger King. Go somewhere else. Go to another McDonald's. Hell, go. You could have left and went through drive-thru, son. Who cares? If money is that of an issue for you, maybe you shouldn't be at McDonald's. You know, I don't know. Your girl ain't got no money. She can't, you know, put, you can't put together $3 for some fries. I mean, for last time I checked, Burger King got dollar fries on the app. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to help y'all. I'm just trying to help you out. Just trying to help you out. Dollar fries and dollar onion rings. I believe they're size medium. You can get it once a week. If you have the app, I believe you even get free fries once a week on Burger King. Shout out to Burger King. Always hooking me up. Appreciate that. Anyway, sorry. Where was I? So yeah, so he starts to sprint. Can you imagine? Hey, can you sign this paperwork so you understand that you can't come back here no more? I ain't signing shit. And he just runs with the ankle bracelet, ankle knot or whatever. Fucking retard. Later, he's seen fleeing from a residential building where he is tased and falls to the ground and shrieks in pain as officers place him under arrest. I don't mean to laugh, but it's all over fries. And you, if you did do 3 years, wouldn't you been like, out? If I did any jail time, I'd be the nicest person in the world because I don't want to go back here. Unless you want to go back. But you got a girl and you seem like you didn't want to go back. That's why you were hesitant to deal with the police. Well, you should have, you know, checked your temper. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe McDonald's isn't the place for you. I don't know. Maybe you should try to, like, I don't know, try Subway. Get a salad. You know, maybe it's the cholesterol, or maybe, I don't know. I don't know what you ordered. Well, I know you ordered fries. Well, so yeah, he was tased. He falls to the ground and shrieks in pain as the officers place him under arrest. Sims had tried to break into a third floor apartment in that building before he fled. The Journal Constitution reports. Cops also found 31 grams of marijuana in his fiance's car. And Sims was charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute. Wow, that sucks. Especially if you're on bond. Why would you have this? Dude, if you're high as hell, who's fighting? Who do you understand? Like, I've been high. I'm high quite frequently. I don't understand. Like, the last thing I want to do is fight. Yeah, I'm hungry. I order DoorDash. Or what I do is I know ahead of time. I know me. I know I'm going to want food when I'm messed up. So I pre-order and I have my shit sitting there ready. Man, I can't wait for tonight. I'm going to get wings tonight. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get wings. I'm going to be ready. because this way I don't have to panic about cold fries or what am I going to eat, and I start binge ordering and all this stuff that I can't even finish. You know what I mean? You gotta prepare. You gotta be, you know, come on now, bro. Come on now. I'm disappointed. 31 grams? You had that shit in your fiance's car? Your fiance should have been like, we ain't bringing the 31 grams with us to McDonald's. But what is what it is. Sims was charged in the death of Adelisa Martarovic, who allegedly went along with two men to an apartment to buy drugs from Sims in 2018. Again, according to the Journal Constitution, gunfire broke out and the woman was hit while sitting in the car. Right? We talked about that already and we know what happened there. Oh man, can you imagine, dude? Like, it's all McDonald's. So, she's sitting in the car, she gets shot. So then Sims takes the car and tries, and allegedly, again, I can't say this is what happened, but this is what Journal Constitution is reporting, that he allegedly tortures the car. Then he was later captured by the U.S. Marshals in Wisconsin. Georgia to Wisconsin. He was, right? The two other men involved were also charged, report said. It's very unusual that someone knowing he is wanted by police would call the police. But Mr. Sims did just that, Officer David Buchanan. So he calls the cops about the cold fries. The manager's calling the cops about the cold fries. The only person in this whole story, besides the girlfriend, who knows that he's a wanted criminal or did a crime or is on bond or has marijuana in the car is him. Why would you freaking cause a problem? I don't get it. I mean, that must have been some crazy weed you were smoking. I'm just saying. Wow. Yeah, the bizarre incident came again a week after a fight over cold French fries led to a fatal shooting in a McDonald's in Brooklyn. I talked about that. That's my episode 110. Check out that episode. You want to hear a crazy story? Check out 110. You know, McDonald's, I'm loving it, whatever it's called. Check. You ain't loving it as much as these two stories. I'm telling you right now. You think you're loving it. Ooh, man. Charged in the death of Adelisa Martarovic. 30 grams. Marijuana in your car. What, you know, like the story, you know, I guess McDonald's fries, I don't know. I mean, my first job was working at McDonald's, you know, just to give a little backstory. I worked at McDonald's and I've dealt with some irate customers. I've had people tell me that, you know, they paid for a large and they felt like they didn't get enough fries. And it's like, you know, usually the fries are in the bottom of the bag. So I just refill it and just keep it moving because it's not worth the argument. Most of the times doing this job, DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, I know that people complain about little things and they I've seen it as I go to pick up an order. I see people complain and the McDonald's workers are like, whatever, we'll just give you a new one. Never have I ever seen a story like this recently. I mean, what are the odds? It's like a couple of weeks two or three weeks apart of two different cold fry stories in America. I mean, does this happen across the globe? Guys in other countries who listen to me, UK, I know you guys are listening, Australia, let me know. In your McDonald's, do you guys have irate customers like this who are willing to just pop off if their fries are an adequate temperature? What happens when the nuggets are cold? Lord, if the ice cream melt, all hell is going to break loose. Is that what we're doing? This is where we're at right now in this world in 2022. You're going to start a problem over fast food. And I'm sorry to say this, dude, I shouldn't even be apologizing to him because he's a murderer, but or whatever he's accused of. You were not at the counter. You didn't get a receipt. If you didn't get a receipt, you could have just been like, yo, what's my order number? Or you could have looked at the tray and said, and recognized your food. Or asked someone, hey, is that my order? I ordered this, 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 and this. And I'm sure McDonald's would have gladly helped you with that. But instead, you became irate. And again, I don't want to misquote you and what you're saying. But the coworker said, let me see exactly what the worker is saying. The McDonald's worker gives a different description, saying Sims got rowdy and threatened. You better give me fucking fresh fries, motherfucker, he tells the officer in the footage. Sims then shoved his food and drink at the man. Oh man, I gotta watch the footage later. I'll put a link in the description, guys. Check it out. It's the body cam footage, as you know. So that's gonna be interesting. Hopefully that put a smile on your face for Saturday. We got a lot going on. Hopefully it all gets resolved soon and we can get back to some kind of normalcy, if you call this year, any part of this year, normal. I don't know. But that's my Saturday. Hope you guys have a great day. Comment, subscribe, like, hit me up, cjbronsonshow.com. Also on Twitter at cjbronsonshow. I got TikTok, I got Rumble, I got YouTube. Check me out. It's going to be a good time. Again, always on Twitter. Love y'all. Have a great day. Bye-bye.